Yes, people, welcome to Off Pitch. It's your boy, Culture Cams, and joining me today are none other than Forms and Neve, aka Stunt Peg. And this is the UEFA Champions League with a beat. Guys, today it's a big one. Of course, you know, we haven't got the Champions League trophy, but we have got some Champions League representation. Can you guys give a warm round of applause for Amadou Onana?
Yeah!
Let's go, let's go.
Lean and bop, lean and bop, lean, bop, lean, bop, lean and bop, lean and bop, lean, bop, lean. Hi, hi, if you're feeling the vibe, make your woolly hat lean to the side. Hi, if you're feeling the vibe.
Absolutely brilliant to have you. We're excited to have you today. First and foremost, let me just ask you a quick question. What do you know about J-Hus? What do you know about J-Hus?
I know a lot about J-Hus because back in the day, I was listening to, like, I think it was Common Sense, the album. Yeah.
You know, my God. You know,
oh, my God. That one was a banger still. So, like, yeah, J-Hus, love that guy.
Okay, with the Champions League, you know, obviously right upon us, the quarterfinal. Forms, take us away, man. You know what to do.
Let's get it.
Look. When you hear this beat, it's game time. Off pitch, you know the score. Stumphead, Culture Cams, and our band. Can't forget myself, of course. Episode 2, and it's all about the round of 16. And without a doubt, some of these teams took the easy route. And other ones got beat, so we see them out. PSG were 1-0 down. Came back against Liverpool. Donnarumma, penalty heroics. How'd he keep his cool? Arsenal bagging goals for fun. 9-3 PSV was spun. Asensio led Villa's run to beating Bruges on Ag 6-1. Gallagher goal in a minute. Derby day don't disappoint. Penalties and Real win it. One team in Madrid enjoyed. Bayern showing German dominance. Kane scores his 10th this season. Barcelona do the biz. Lamine Yamal on top for a reason. Inter win convincingly. While Dortmund just about make it. Final 8, I still can't see who's going all the way to take it.
Let's go.
Yeah, hard still.
Well done, Forms. You've done it again.
Thank you very much.
Well done, you're recapping it brilliantly.
Thank you.
But you know what? You're not the only musician that's sitting here right now. I know. We have a top baller here, but Amadou, you're also a musician. So how do you rate what Forms just did and our sick band, man?
It was hard. First of all, big up to the band. Round of applause for that band. This was impressive to me because we're talking about Champions League, we're talking about teams and, you know, having the ability to mix and match and all of that. Respect, man.
Appreciate that, brother.
All right, before we go any further though, right? I know it's great to be back, but we keep calling them our band, the band. At this point, I mean, we need some form of introduction. Right. They need some form of name. What are we, like, guys, what do you like to be called?
I'd say out and bad.
Out and bad.
We're on the pitch and we're bad when we perform.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Listen, we have a big round coming up and, of course, we have a big player with us. So it's only right that we start with the team that you'll be facing, Amadou. It's Villa versus PSG. Let's take a look at what you'll be coming up against.
We got no place to go, caught up in a rodeo. Oh, no, please, John, tell me we're dreaming. We got nowhere to run. They've all got loaded guns. Oh no, please, John, tell me we're dreaming. Oh wow, oh wow. Please, John, tell me we're dreaming. Oh wow, oh wow. Please, John, tell me we're dreaming.
Yeah.
So that was dreaming. By Small Pools.
One more time.
Dreaming.
Yes. Oh, he's got a vocal. Smashed it. Oh, bro, that is a classic video game banger.
Listen, the song is called Dreaming. Amadou, does it feel like you're dreaming headed into the quarterfinals of the Champions League with Aston Villa?
Oh, dreaming, yes and no, because I think we have the quality as a team to be where we are. But obviously, we got to be realistic. And PSG is, for me, one of the contenders for this Champions League. So it's definitely going to be hard.
PSG, I'll be honest, they're looking scary. They're looking very scary. They've got the midfield, Vitinha, João Neves, and you think about the front three with Dembele, Guevara, Barcola, Desiree Doué. What's it like? What are you thinking about preparing?
Obviously, as a player, you need to go into that game thinking, we're good, we're gonna make this happen, we're going to win it. But yeah, obviously, this is PSG once again that we're talking about. You mentioned Ousmane Dembele, that is having, for me, the best season of his entire football career,
facts.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Vitinha, like you said, Kvara, that is doing like absolutely fantastic. Definitely a strong offensive role there. So we need to definitely be ready.
You know, when you sit down and you watch a team like that, that are known for playing that exciting football, when you know that you're about to play them, can you still enjoy the football, or are you thinking in the back of your mind, how am I going to disrupt this?
To be honest, a little bit of both, because if you're professional, obviously you want to prepare the game as good as you can. I can speak for myself. When I go out there, it's all about, you know, enjoying the moment, playing at the best of my to the best of my abilities, and that's all I focused on. I just go out there and be the best version of myself.
Let's talk about Villa, though, your team, of course. What is it about Villa this season that you feel... Do you feel like you could potentially be a dark horse in this competition?
To be honest, I believe so strongly in the team and in what we've built this season and the manager's ideas that, you know, I dream big.
Yeah,
I dream
yeah.
big. That's what, you know, puts the fire in me. So and I think these competitions are the ones you want to be playing in. You know, as a young kid, for me, this was a dream come true. So I'm living it to the fullest.
I don't think we can talk about Aston Villa without talking about the two new additions, yeah. Marcus Rashford and Asensio. Asensio, someone that's got Champions League experience. How many has he got? Probably got like three Champions League trophies.
Yeah, something like
Rashford has gone into the quarterfinals of Champions League before as well. Two players with big experience. How much are they going to help you guys? And also, how much of an impact have they made? Because they are going... Asensio especially is going crazy.
I think both of them are doing really well. I think you could see straight away when they came in. Direct impact, obviously. I think Marco is on
seven goals
on the last six or something like that, and then Marcus assisting him in six of those goals or something like that. Obviously both of them played at the highest possible level, and even for us young players, it's, you know, inspiring training and learning from them on a daily basis.
Are you guys familiar with the magic that is a pub quiz?
Yeah, of course.
I don't go to many pubs, but...
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. I don't go to pubs like that.
Me, on the other hand, I love a pub quiz.
Because you might have thought up until this point, she's relaxed, she's casual, she's our friend.
Mm.
Right now, I'm not. Because I'm about to ask you some questions.
Fair.
And I'd like a musical beat, please.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
Aston Villa has scored 19 Champions League goals this season. How many of them have been left-footed goals?
Oh.
All right, I'm ready.
Have you scored 19 goals?
Yeah.
You've got one.
Yeah, against Young Boys, you've got one.
Banger that still.
All right, I'm going to go with 7.
Oof. I was going to go 7 as well, but I'll go 8.
You can't be within one of me. That's cheating.
Neve, can I?
He's allowed.
There you go, 8.
I'll go 9 then. What do you want me to do?
I can confirm that one of you has got it dead on.
Ooh.
The answer is 9.
Top crazy.
Top shot.
Hey, and you know, it got to 9 because of your goal.
Top shot.
There you go.
I've
been there. I've seen it live. Come on.
All right, it's time to move on to Real Madrid Arsenal. I think they only played each other once in the Champions League, and that was in 2006. Thierry Henry ran the Bernabeu. We all remember that. How excited are you guys about this game, and what do you think is going to happen in it?
I think I'm excited for it because I'm not sure how Arsenal are going to approach the game. Will Arsenal think we need to play similar to how Atletico did?
Mm.
Or will they want to assert dominance in that first leg and try and see if they can get as many goals as possible to take to the Bernabeu?
Let's take a look and see how Real Madrid got to the quarterfinals.
Stars out. We bring the women and the cars and the cards out. This is a toast and celebration, bring a glass out. And we can do this until we pass out. Let it rain, let it pour.
That was passed out, of course, by Tiny Temper, UK legend. So, as I mentioned earlier, right, in the 2006, Thierry Henry, he picked up the ball at a Bernabeu. He ran past R9, David Beckham, Guti, Ramos, yeah. put it past Casillas. He did all this madness. But who could be Arsenal's Thierry Henry this year? Who could bring that moment?
For me, personally, there's only one answer to that.
Who's that?
That's Bukayo. No, they got a few bowlers, though. Mm. But I think Saka on a good night is just, you know.
When you go to Real Madrid side of things, they've had so many legends in the Champions League. I'm just going to ask all of you guys, actually. I'll start with you, Forms. Real Madrid legends in the Champions League, who's your favourite in the past and why? Past or present?
Big game player in the Champions League. You look at Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, coming from bias, he was the player that made me a football fan. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna back my Welsh wizard and go Gareth Bale.
Fair's Neve, who you got?
It was obviously Ronaldo.
Okay.
I think he's the greatest Real Madrid player of all time. Mm. But if it was to be a next person, Benzema.
That's a good shout. Very sad.
Because you had all of the you had all those Champions Leagues where he was doing it as part of that front three.
Yeah.
But I think that 21-22 Champions League, where it was his turn to step up, 15 goals he scored that UCL campaign. He was just the perfect centre forward in every way.
But I'm going to go with Zidane. You know, I'm going to go with Zidane, the most elegant player I've ever seen. If Zidane walked into this room right now, we'll all collapse. Wouldn't we? We'll all fall down, wouldn't we? Yeah, I mean, I'll collapse anyway. I don't know about you guys. I'll be on the floor. Yeah. But what about you, Amadou? Who have you got?
I'd say Raul.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a throwback.
For me, he's technically the abilities he had. I don't see no other player today that resembles him or plays like him. Do you know what I mean? I don't think so.
Right, I'm not your friend anymore.
Oh,
it's pub quiz time. We've been discussing the tactics and the excitement of Real Madrid and Arsenal. But I think the question that hasn't been asked yet that really does need to be asked, how many Kylian Mbappes lay next to one another would it take to reach Arsenal from the Bernabeu?
Oh, my Lord.
What?
I mean, I can tell you the distance between the two stadiums.
Oh, yeah,
I can give you that information.
Okay,
900 miles.
And is it shoulder to shoulder or feet to head to feet to head?
Feet to head to feet to head.
The way we're doing this, as if we have.
I suppose you could work it out if you just think in your head.
All right, I'm gonna. Okay.
And I want it to the specific amount of Mbappe's.
Oh.
All
right.
19,000 Mbappe's.
What?
All right. Hold on.
Obviously,
I'm gonna go 91,000 Mbappes.
Okay. How many Mbappes you need for a mile?
I'm gonna go 4,850.
4,000?
He's tapped, man.
Nah. 4,000?
Oh, no, I've got that so wrong. I'm gonna go 40,670.
Okay.
Let me land.
Yeah.
53,000. Mbappes.
Okay.
For what?
The answer is 814,609.
Bro, I did my maths and all that.
Yeah, same.
I'm going to end up in a meme.
Your back-to-back Mbappes would have gotten maybe from Madrid to like...
Oh, back-to-back.
You said head-to-feet to head-to-feet.
Yeah, head-to-feet. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I said shoulder-to-shoulder.
Okay, so my question was, if you lay the Mbappes down...
Yeah.
So but he's like laid out.
Yeah, no, but head to feet. And that's
so the
head
next Mbappe,
to feet.
His head is there. Head.
So you're saying just on that one technicality.
It's so different.
I was close.
Look.
I was close.
With height. That's so different.
I don't 90,000.
Wait. Pause,
no, but hang on.
No, pause. See if I lay down here. Okay? The next Mbappe is his head's. His head's
here.
And his feet are there. But she is saying...
It's like this.
So I was saying that the Mbappes are all laid out.
But hang on.
And then you've got another Mbappe and another Mbappe and loads of Mbappe.
Oh, so it is head to feet. We're just dumb.
What? All right, let's move on now. Barcelona and Dortmund. They're in the quarterfinal. Everybody is talking about Lamine Yamal at the moment. Let's take a look and see how these teams got to the quarters.
Pitch. I go by the name of Levi. This is the band, out and bad. I am mean. So we tell them, so we tell them. Hey, be humble. Sit down. Hey, hey, be humble. Hey, sit down. What? Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Hey, we're out.
Yes.
Be Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
Speaking of Barca, speaking of humble and Kendrick. Obviously, the word humble is being thrown around a lot at the moment. Do you think Lamine Yamal, with the trajectory he's on, he's got to stay humble, or can he show us that big personality from early?
Do you know what? I'm a big fan of staying yourself, like just doing you. And I think doing him is what brought him this far.
Yeah.
I think this kid's got something special, something I've personally never seen at such a young age. I think he won the Euros when he was 16, being the main man to me, which is absolutely not normal.
Yeah.
So he's a special kid, and I hope that he'll, you know, get to the likes of Messi, Ronaldo, in terms of, you know, what they've achieved in football.
I think one thing about Dortmund in the Champions League is that yellow wall.
I was just
that
about
stadium.
To say that.
On Champions League nights, they come alive. Have you played at the Signal Iduna Park?
I did, funny enough, in a friendly game at the beginning of the season, and it felt like a league game. I thought, like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we're just Aston Villa. We're not. This is not the Champions League. This is none of that. And it was a great atmosphere. It can be scary, I think.
All right, of course we need to talk about Inter v Bayern. I think that's an evenly, perfectly balanced tie. What are you guys thinking for that one? I'll start with you, Niamh.
Yeah, I think if Inter play how they can play under Inzaghi, I back them.
Inter?
Yeah.
Inter do have a bit about them, but I'm going to back Munich. I think there's that little bit more motivation to get to play in their home ground in the final.
And there's Harry Kane.
And of course, I didn't want to say it, but
you,
thank you for
like,
backing me,
you know
bro.
I mean, yeah.
As we know, this show is all about football and music, so it's only right that our guest is someone who loves both. So for the Legends playlist, we have a future Champions League legend, and you're going to talk us through some... You like that one? You like that one?
Fair pressure's on, though.
You're going to talk us through your career through music.
Mm.
So we're going to start with your debut. So give me a song that represents your Champions League debut.
I think one song that represents it really, really well is God Did by DJ Khaled.
God did.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a big man of God. It's the biggest part of my life, even before being a footballer or family man or whatever. He plays a role in everything I do on a daily basis. So, all thanks to God, yeah.
So talking about music, when did you start making music?
I can't lie, I've always kind of made music. Not made music, but, like, I love singing. I love, you know, like, just being in and around the house singing. You know, I'm quite loud as a character. You know, my family members will tell you. It's art, and I love art, yeah.
What other players, though, are making music?
Obviously, thinking about one of my close friends, you know, Alex Iwobi.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alex.
Shout out, Alex.
We've got a track together.
Yeah.
Might as well release it soon, yeah?
Shout out to me, Alex.
I dropped the bomb. But there are a few bowlers out there making music. I've got another guy, Jonathan Ikone, French player. Plays now in Italy, in Como. And he's actually on a project on bringing musicians, so basically rappers and all that, and footballers that do song, that do music. Obviously, the likes of Leao, Moise Keane and all of that.
So we have your UCL debut song, but give us a song that will sum up your career so far.
I'd say Central C, CRG.
Mm.
Can't rush greatness.
No, you can't.
Because I feel like it takes time, you know, to build all that. And my career, it's been a lot about like people telling me that I was never going to make it or... I'm not good enough for the Prem, or I wasn't good enough for the Champions League, or I wasn't good enough for Lille and all of that. And every time I just, you know, took it on the chin and went on with it, because I highly believe in who I am and what I'm capable of achieving, you know? Yeah, give me a little something for that.
I'm never going to get bored of this still. Or tired of this, by the way.
So you've told us about the song that you're playing on your debut. You've told us about a song that sums up your career so far. What would be the one song, if Aston Villa won the Champions League this season, what song are you slapping on straight away?
Do you know what? I might put a 24 AM song.
Yeah! You got to back yourself.
Yeah, for sure, for
okay,
sure.
Okay,
for
okay, sure, okay. Yeah. Let's run that, man. When I've been in them dark places, did you come and check on me? Yeah.
Or when I've been struggling, did you... What's going on, bro? What's going on, bro?
Brother, I think this is my tune. Brother, just step aside and let me do my thing. Yeah?
Out and back, let's go. Call and check on me. Call and check on me. When I've been in them dark places, did you call and check on me? When I've been struggling, did you call and check on me? You used to call me your brethren, did you call and check on me? When I've been struggling, did you call and check on me? Call and check on me. Call and check on me. Call and check on me. Did you call and check?
Alright, we get it now, bro. We get it, man. See what I'm saying? He's stealing the limelight too much, bro, man. He's doing too much music football, bro. He's the pick one, man. He's trying to take my job in that.
Aye, listen. It was going off. That performance was unbelievable as well. But it is time to say goodbye to Amadou. You have been an absolutely amazing guest. Honestly, you've set the bar.
Fact.
Hi.
This is no pressure to me because it's been really fun. Big up to the Out and Band.
Wow. They've got a name now. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me. And I had one more thing to say.
Yeah.
Right into the camera for all the people out there. You can do whatever you put your mind to.
That's the perfect way to end it, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Amazing. So, just the three of us now, but we did do a call out last episode and people did send in their videos.
Yep, that's right. We had loads of submissions. Let's have a look at the best entry this week.
Let's get it.
Yo, this week in the Champions League saw Arsenal play against PSV. Both teams put away 2 goals each, but on aggregate, Arsenal won 9-3. Inter and Feyenoord battling it out at a San Siro, but we always knew the outcome. Now, I always knew Arsenal would win when they were playing Benfica. They'd beaten them 3-1, because Yamal played great for the win. But let's talk about the big game in Madrid. Vinicius Junior missed a big penalty. I didn't think Real would win, but they did. Dortmund and PSG won, they're flying. Villa won 3-0, like they weren't trying. Hurricane scored against Leverkusen for the win. I knew he's a player worth buying.
Crazy.
Hey, that was a bar at the end, you know. That was a bar worth buying. That was hard. That was hard. That was Misha. He's a great artist as well. But also, big up everybody who sent a video in. It was a tough to pick just one, but we had to narrow it down.
Yeah, but don't stop there. Keep them coming in. Entries can be made via X, TikTok, and Instagram. Just make sure you use the hashtag UCLOffPitch, and there's a special prize to be won at the end. Now, the link to the beat is in the description of this video. Good luck.
Okay, it's time for fantasy football.
Yes.
Listen, that was exciting last time.
Mm-hmm.
But let me read out the points right now. So, Forms, 138 points. Cams, 120 points. And Stunt Peg, 118. We're only two apart.
Yeah, so you're not close.
We're all kind of close.
It's a tight race for second, to be fair.
All right, so we're going to decide now, again, for the four players for the quarterfinals. So we're talking defender, goalkeeper, midfielder, and attacker. Neve, because you're last, you got to go first. Cue the beat.
So in there, I'm going to go for Jan Sommer. Inter set up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
In defence, I'm going to go for Gabriel. Set pieces. Ooh. Set pieces against Real Madrid. In midfield, I'm going to go for Rafinha, who's going to be my captain, and Lautaro Martinez up top.
Fair play.
Hold on a second.
And she did it nice and calmly.
Did
as well.
I just get robbed there?
Why?
Rafinha was my captain.
He was my captain too.
This is my captain
now. God.
All right, that's fine. She's losing. We'll give it to her.
Okay, cool. So is it me next?
You ready? You ready? Man, let's get it.
Actually, I haven't decided yet. Ready? Okay, in goal, I'm going to go with Thibaut Courtois. I think they're going to keep some clean sheets, maybe. In defence, I'm going to go with Nuno Mendes at PSG. In midfield, I will go with Kimmich. I think Kimmich is... he's been top this tournament. And in attack, and my captain, I'm going with Lamine Yamal.
Crazy. Well, look, hang on a second.
I think he's a midfielder.
He's a midfielder, yeah. But okay, you
perfect.
You.
No, perfect, perfect. All right, cool. First Lamine Yamal in midfield.
But you ran out of time and you don't have a striker.
No. You ain't doing it. I've got 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
In midfield. Five,
all right, midfield, Yamal, upright and back. Forms, you've got 30 seconds.
No! Right,
can we go, please?
Okay. Cool. In goal, Donnarumma, penalty, hero, saviour. Defence will go Balde, Barcelona.
Sure? You're asking us, aren't
you? No, I'm telling you. Midfield, we'll put on pause for a sec, striker Harry Kane.
Midfielder.
I couldn't tell you, so I'm going to go Malwin captain again as well.
Oh my God.
I would hate that if I was you.
This is ridiculous.
Let's find me the rules that say we can't have the same player.
All right, let's see. Well, who's in your team? Maybe we can swap some players.
No, you don't want... I wouldn't accept that.
No, done. This one got a little bit techie, but I will still come out on top. You can quote me on that.
Okay, right. The round of 16, you were fun. Quarterfinals, we cannot wait. First and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to my co-host, Forms and Neve. And of course, let's give a bigger clap to our guest, Amadou Anana.
Hell yeah. An even bigger round of applause for Out and Bad.
That was another episode of UCL Off Pitch. We will see you next time. Peace. This is the world champion. Challenge, take your off pitch.